Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Call the public hearing to order for the variance request for Steve Trevish's property on January 9th, 2018 at 6:50.
Basically, what we're looking at is right here where it came in. The GIS is off here. So it's pins here, and then about right there. Basically, what Mr. Trevish is requesting is place that with CUP granted, also a variance. Put that shed right in here up to the property line. What our setback is 5 feet offside property.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
For that, it would be 20 feet for the front. So you'd also need a 2 foot variance or have to move the container back 2 feet here and off to the side here 5 feet.
Any comments from the public in regards to the request for variance?
So as you can see here,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Right here is where the property came in. So it's kind of have to be slid over probably about a foot this way. And then from here to the street, 18 feet.
From back of curb, Jeremy?
Yeah. That's where his property pins are. Typically, you know, you can have 10 or 15 feet, you know, right away in here. But on the lot here, they have it, and it runs the pin right behind the curb.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
This area here and over here. That's how the town started with the railroad. So it was built around the railroad. So. So we're talking the railroad. I don't know when the railroad came through, but I'm sure that was well before we worried about right-of-ways and those type issues. So that's basically why we're here for the variance request, and then at 7 o'clock we'll close this meeting and continue the conditional use permit hearing.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I know you're talking about another container. Are you looking the same conditions for both containers?
When I asked for this here container was put there under my understanding that being that one that area, that's it. That was good. That one's good. Actually, what I'm asking for the other one, which is going to be right behind this. Just from here, in my book, is where it is, where it is.
No, it has to be 5 feet off lot lines. It's always been that way. We've always had that with accessory structures.
I don't know. We had this conversation when I brought it in. I wasn't going to bring it in until I knew for sure I could put it there. saw it for a month or two or whatever, and then all of a sudden I got this property.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Well, the problem is because it has, ordinance is 5 feet and 20 feet.
Is it hard to landscape?
No, it's full, I have to empty it, but I mean, no, I didn't know that, I mean, although I did try to drop to that 20 feet and get it back, but there is a, I showed Jeremy where the pin is right here.
But it was there before it provided me with anything. Never provided me with a damn thing.
Probably that post right there. And this line over here goes this way, this line over here probably goes that way.
Do you know where that back pin is?
There was a post there and I would say there was a post there, steel post for a long time. And when you guys were sitting with mowing it, the next thing you know, it was gone. So I'm gonna blame Dennis. He's not here, so I'll blame him, but. I never took it off, so.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Whether or not you can find it, I don't know.
See, now, if the city was to consider it a temporary structure, you know, of like, if it's long-term use, then, you know, if it was temporary, you could get away with that. But if you're gonna have it there for more than 5 years, in talking with Dean Johnson, then he says, then it's gotta abide by the 5 feet and 20 foot setbacks.
I talked to Dean too, he told me, and then it's up to whatever it's agreed upon. I called him about him too, and he said, whatever you agree on, he says, if I gotta move it 2 feet, I'll do that, but I'm not gonna annex nothing into the city, I know that. That's out of question. Anybody in their right mind would say $65 a year for taxes is better than $650.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So if I can move it, not the end of the world.
Oh, you think it's going to be there more than 5 years?
I want to put a building up right in that parking lot there. Once that goes up, then they probably go away.
See, what really has complicated things here is because we have the line kind of right here.
No.
This is township.
No.
We have no jurisdiction over that.
No.
So I talked to Dean, he says this needs to be entirely upon this parcel, or go to the county and get approval to put it on this parcel.
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, so my understanding in talking to, with Dean is it has to be, we can't have it on two parcels, otherwise we've got an issue.
One.
That's the problem. I think the biggest problem that's happened here is because we found out this was township. And that's what complicates
created
things.
With free version for non-commercial use.
You know, or like Dean said, the other option is to, you know, that's more work too, but to, you know, split this off, annex in whatever. 5 feet, 10 feet, or whatever to meet setbacks too, but you know, that's.
So the thought though right now is that we would be able to give give Mr. Trebisch a variance for the 5 feet remaining on the front. And then if you moved it back 2 feet or 2 feet to the side,
so it'd
right?
be 2 feet for the front.
Oh, 2 feet for the front, okay.
Yeah, and then 5 feet, 5 foot variance for the side. And we just have to make sure, you know, that it's...
One foot on one side and 2 feet on the other. I mean,
yeah. That then is on his property. The lot.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Well, the main question is, I don't know where that back pin is. If that back pin's over here, you know, then it might be good. It's just, but from what I look at, with, you know.
Well, I can't believe that that back pin ain't there. That was surveyed. They had to find the corners. They had to.
You know, because
to do a total survey, they had to find the corners. I don't care.
I looked in there one time, but there was a post. I put a post there. I'm pretty animal.
But I mean, Steve, before you bought the property,
no.
You had it surveyed, didn't you?
I had it surveyed a couple times already.
Yeah, then they should have put you There's got to be a pin there. Someplace they had to put you a pin, otherwise they didn't do a complete survey for you.
Well, this is, I don't know how many times it's been surveyed, but yeah, this pin right here is gold. That one we know.
And I would assume, you know, it kind of just runs straight, parallel like this one does.
And this line here is not. This, the reason I
created with free version for non-commercial use.
The building was on railroad property. Yeah, come up kind of. So that's why I went, because I didn't want Jake to have it someday that he got it. So that line there is not correct.
Yeah, this is Inmore, right?
Yeah.
So then how do we determine, A, if there's a pin there, and B, if there's not a pin there, how do we get a pin there?
There's a pin there. Like I said, I had a post, I'm pretty anal on that kind of stuff, and all of a sudden that post was on one day, and I thought, yep, but I'm not going to resurvey it again. That's $900, and I'm not going to do that. I had it done a couple of times already, and I know Dennis pulled that post out of there, and I'm not going to pay him on $900.
Well, and to Councilman Feltman's point, when you bought the other property, the adjacent properties, that if they did the survey, that they would have put a pin in, right? Is that what you're saying, Scotty?
When I bought this last part, yeah, they went.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That was last night.
Why wouldn't they have farmed that corner for you right on there?
No, I didn't want.
Because that's chiseled in stone that you find your corner.
Well, you probably figured it was there, and it was there, on the imprint or the blueprint or whatever, the land survey is there, but it's not, I can't find it.
But you had this surveyed after Dennis has been gone, right?
Oh, yeah, but they didn't put that, they never did that pin. They did along the tracks and back and...
That don't make sense, because they should have put that... Because there wasn't a post there,
because
they
would have
had to put a post there for surveying or a bin. Unless they got one in the ground.
I think they would have did all the corners.
Yeah, exactly.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I think they would have did. I don't know why. I come after he was about done.
Who surveyed it for you?
Sibley
surveyed it.
Can you ask them to come back out and offer paperwork?
I would call them and ask them why that corner never got in. What happened?
There's a pin down. So I told him. That's why I'm going to put another one there. So we've gone and surveyed it already. And being that you're buying the rest of it, it's all one property here. It's all one owner, I should say. And that's probably why I didn't go in there. I don't know why I didn't go in there.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I have it too. You said you were going to try it once, so it's great.
It almost sounds like it would be beneficial for us to figure out that pin.
Yeah.
Because depending on where the pin is, like you mentioned before, it may be jutting off to the south, so there wouldn't be, it'd just be the front variance issue that we'd have to worry about, and not the side variance.
Well, maybe not, because you still, you got to be 5 feet off the lot line, and we're already probably about a foot over, but, I mean, the way they got this map, my guess is it runs...
Right.
Versus, and even if it runs this way, I don't know, that's pretty close.
Common sense would tell you it would run with the tracks, but that road don't run straight with the tracks either.
Right.
Well, I'd say that we would need to find that pin.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Because of the fact that we could issue a variance that doesn't need to be issued. Or that pin may be further up to the north. We all think, which would create a whole different ball of wax.
Well, the reason for the pinning in that, because you go by your square footage, don't you, Jeremy, when you for your taxes and stuff, for what you own?
That's part of the factor.
Yeah, so I, that just don't make any sense why he went to, why he went to put that pin in, or at least refreshed it.
Yeah, you would think, because he was buying this whole parcel here.
Yeah.
And back along here, you think they would have had, I mean, if you're paying for a survey for this property, they should locate all your pins.
Exactly. Because your tax footage is different from the town, like Steve said, $650 to $65 a year. You don't want to pay any more footage in the city and get taxed for it if it's in the township. So you're going to want to find your pins.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Do they just mark pins, or do they give you dimensions? Like, if you found two other pins, can you pull dimensions?
Well, they'll give you, I think they give you your
They'll give you the dimension.
Dimension of it, yeah.
But the question is it, you know, how is it? Where's it going? This way? This way 55? This way 55? This way?
You got the northeast pin.
Yeah, you got this one.
Southwest pin, and if you have those two dimensions.
Do we have any?
You should be able to get it.
You mentioned that it was more an owner, but it's a difference between city and township, but they should have a pin in there.
Where's the pin?
Where is it? They should have put a new one in there, but they noticeable.
Because.
Yeah, you're right, but I don't know if you had a satellite and you should get comments, or is it?
Because what the
created with free version the survey for non-commercial
that Steve
use.
Provided me, you know, I can pass it around, but even on there, on the survey, doesn't show that pin. It shows the boundary, but it doesn't show a pin. I mean, it's hard because there's a big survey, so it's a piece. Here you got these two on the most northerly side. Then here's that pin where his property is. Here there's no pin. And over here you got pins, so there's no pin there, there's no pin there. I mean, it's showing it straight, 55 feet. What the survey says is from the pin, 55 feet back.
Okay, that's the survey.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it, it looks, you know, pretty, just.
Does it give you a dimension from the north and south? And the east side?
I'm sure if you break it down here, but it's kind of like I said, it's into three pieces here. It's kind of goofy.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I don't know where it says 55 feet anywhere. I was just looking for 55 feet.
Any other comments from the public in regards to the variance? I suppose we can take a motion to close the public hearing. We can discuss this in council.
Yeah.
So I look for a motion to close the public hearing.
I move to close the public hearing. Variance request.
Move and second to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have closed the public hearing. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the continued public hearing to order at 7:11 on January 9th, 2018 for the conditional use permit for the property in question.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
5.0282500 on Railroad Street. Any opinions from the public or comments? The conditional use permit will to allow multiple accessory structures, and I believe the Pumps and Trubbish can refresh us, but I believe he plans on putting two of those containers on the property.
One directly behind this one, Steve, correct?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Well, if people are concerned about you know, stuff piling around or the property within itself. I did talk to Dean and her attorney about that. And the thing is there is, you know, public nuisance or a blight ordinance that the city has could be enforced for same type things as anyone in town, such as junk or vehicles or inoperable type equipment. That type of stuff would then fall under enforcement under the public nuisance ordinance. So anything around there, anything on that property that could be declared a nuisance would be handled through the public nuisance.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I mean, from what I understand, the idea was to add these containers to store the items on the property to clean it up.
Did that change from last month?
No.
Last month's meeting, you said that you were bringing other stuff, that you had a tractor or something out in California that you were bringing here, and that would be some of what's going in there.
Mm-hmm. That might happen. I don't know, it is commercial property. I mean, it's not like it's residential. I can see where someone in town here who lived in a residential would want one of those in the back. If you want one, go ahead and pull them up if you want. This commercial property, I do pay more.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I don't see a big issue here. I don't know what's going on here. You go right back over here in this area over here, and you can see a big pile of junk back there. That's nothing I never said about it. That's in City 2. Nothing's been said about that ever. There's other places in town here that just, I don't know why I'm getting, discriminated upon when people come through Sunday afternoons and stop in front of the old gas station and take pictures with their hot rods and their motorcycles and all that other stuff. Been on TV 4 times with that old gas station. National TV. All of this has been on TV. Just the way it is. The container's set in right now.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And then all of a sudden now, I get this. I don't know what's going on here. I've lived in this town for 25, 30 years, and now all of a sudden it's clean up your mess.
Exactly. You're part of that.
Yeah.
You clean up your mess.
You've been part of it for 8 years.
Clean up your mess. You did sign off. And you were part of it telling me to clean up my mess. I'm just asking the same for a council member.
The city of Hamilton.
You're part of that.
We all are.
Yeah, so the question I guess you have, right, Steve, is the fact is there going to be additional items outside of the containers, right? Is that the concern you have, or what's the concern you have with the multiple containers going to be on the property?
Well, I guess my biggest concern is just to clean up.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I cleaned up my portion of the city. And a council member has multiple wood piles and machinery and whatever else standing in town, and this is allowed.
You want to pay my light bill, my
heat bill? Light bill and all your utilities have nothing to do with what I get to see when I drive through town. And everybody else,
Steve,
well,
Steve was sent in person.
Hey, you want to take that away from me? Tell my fuel barrel off, will
it? Well, and to clarify too, since the last meeting, a nuisance letter has gone to the property owner for that property, and from what we can tell, it's been in the process of getting cleaned up. Now, the container, the second container, will help facilitate that further cleanup of the property, is my understanding. I'm not misunderstanding, right?
I just will not even have it anymore because I want to just fill it full of junk. That's what I want to do. That's what you're making me do, so
I want to clean it up and put it in a shed, but no, you want to see it outside, you can see it.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I think that's going to help the cause that we're trying to accomplish.
That's what he's saying right now.
I think his concern is that he doesn't want to see more stuff out there.
There's not going to be more stuff. I buy and sell a lot of stuff. I want to keep it inside.
Okay. I think that's what the general public is looking to hear at this point.
I don't need somebody pointing his finger at me and pushing it in my chest. I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to be just like he did. But when somebody puts his finger in my chest and starts pushing, I'm going
to
push back.
Just trying to make sure that his property gets cleaned up.
So, there's this nuisance letter that may dive into that at all. For the wood piles and things that are standing around, or the vehicles that are still not registered, licensed, standing on the property.
Where would they be? Where's the non-registered vehicle?
Last time I looked,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
The two vehicles standing in your gas station area were still not properly licensed.
They got collector's plates. Yeah.
The one standing in the township, I don't think has current registration, but that's none of our concern.
Yeah, that's our purview. Yeah. So is there any other public comment in regards to the conditional use permit for the property in question?
I think if he wants to put that up, the next one you want to put right to east is this one.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he has cleaned up the old buildings in the last couple of years, and if he's putting it behind this one, I don't think it's going to disturb any of the face value of the property or anything. It says Hamburg and that on it, but he asked me about this building and stuff. He wanted to go to
a created with free version for non-commercial use.
My standpoint, so I mean, I drive home by a parking lot, and I drive to a public parking lot every night. Go home or come out, so I think he's trying to clean up what he did have there. I agree. And if he wants to put it there, I don't see no reason to.
I don't think the second container's going to make it look any different because the first one's already hiding it.
And then,
I mean, that's just the point of you guys can all take it.
Color that stuff in there. Yeah. He has sitting there, so it makes it look better from the park.
But the thing we do have to find out is we got to find out the property line. Yep. So that we know that we put it in the right spot. We don't have to, we get it where it needs to be. That's something we need to do. Yeah. We can't have it on the split property. So whatever we got to do there, well, that's got to get taken care of first.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Any other comments in regards to the conditional use permit request? Seeing none, I look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second. So moved and seconded to close the public hearing. All in favor? Opposed? Public hearing is closed. We'll give Jeremy
created with free version for non-commercial use.